Sakta the Mishnah weiter. Masechtes Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Remember when we were discussing the loom? You remember what a loom is? A loom is the machine that they would use to weave. What's weaving? Again, look at your shirt, look at your pants. You'll see there are horizontal threads and vertical threads going in different directions, in, out. That's what makes a piece of material. Now, try to picture as follows. It's hard to explain really what the whole loom looks like, but imagine two poles going from side to side, connected to pulleys. In the middle, there are two what's called nirin. A nir is like a frame, okay? Try to imagine like a window frame. In the middle of the frame, you have lines going down from the top of the frame to the bottom of the frame. And in the middle of the lines, you have circles. The line goes till the circle, then you have the ring, and from underneath the ring or circle comes back down to the bottom. So the whole frame is called a nir, or the harness. The rings in the middle, they're called the bate nirin. And how does the loom work? Without getting too technical, you run the threads through these rings, and afterwards the pulleys are set up in such a way that when it goes up, down, the threads go in, out, up, down in such a way that the vertical, horizontal threads become a piece of material as it goes in and out of each other. So, Sakta Mishnah. Ha'isa, literally if someone makes, but it means to set. Shtei bate nirin benirin. He threads the strings, or the threads, through the little circles in the nir, or similar process which is done by kiris. Now, kiris isn't weaving clothes, rather it's weaving something that was made out of little strips that come from a palm tree. It's called palm fiber, a certain material. So the Batanura says, Yiriya aruga misiv shel dekel. In order to make this, so try to imagine you have a bunch of strips, let's say, going up and down. You have other strips going right to left, horizontally. You have to feed them in, out, like some of the lawn chairs, like what it looks like. So if you put in two, that's called bakiris. Vaitra says in Mishnah, bin nafa. If someone does two in a sifter also has a kind of net. That's how it works. And there are little spaces in between the weaves. You don't make it mamish tight like your shirt, so that whatever you're sifting should do its job. In other words, the thin part should come through, and the heavier part or bigger part stays on top. So if someone makes two boxes like in this net for the sifter, he would be chayiv. Bichvara. Chvara is also a kind of sifting thing. It's called a sieve. Here the pieces of the net are much bigger. Obasal, or a basket. Did you ever see a wicker basket? So you also see it's woven. The pieces go in, out. So in all these cases, if he were to make two, feed two in, chayiv, he would be chayiv. Vaitra's like the Mishnah of a hatoy, from someone's soul, shtei sefirois, two stitches, or vahakoreya, someone rips something. Now, we've learned before, you're never chayiv for destroying something on Shabbos. But here, he wants to rip it open in order to sew it. He tears in order to sew two stitches. So v'hakoreya, if he rips something, almanas on the condition lit for to sew, shtei tefirah, so he's also chayiv for ripping. So basically, chazrin over, the thing to remember is, in order to be chayiv over here for weaving, the number is two, just like we had before, b'ksiva, two letters. Here it's also, shtei batinirin benirin, the two strings into the circles. If he feeds them through on the loom, v'kiroi, same is true with the process of the palm fabric, or different types of sifters, or baskets, and if you sew two stitches, or you rip something on the condition to sew two stitches, and one is chayiv. Incidentally, two stitches, the Paiskim explained, means that he inserts the needle twice, and he secures it in such a way that it shouldn't unravel. If someone sews three stitches, even though he doesn't secure it afterwards, meaning that now it won't unravel as easy, so he would also be chayiv. Of course, you have to know the halachas. Can you use a pin? Can you use a safety pin? You have to be careful if there's a button that's loose. Sometimes you just pull a thread to make it tight. Not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But to know all the halachas, exactly what you can do, what you can't do, which is asur min hatorah, which is asur min rabbanan, so that be as Hashem Yisbarach, I am sure that you're going to learn.